me onward. As I dug deeper into the Freedom Rider story, poring over archival records and interviewing scores of riders, any doubts about the pivotal nature of the rides disappeared. The resolute courage and commitment of the Freedom Riders had brought nonviolent direct action and grassroots insurgency to the center stage of American public life, prompting an unprecedented governmental response to unconstitutional infringements of freedom and civic equality, initiating an era of tumultuous social change. The decision to challenge Jim Crow frontally but nonviolently provided a new model of activist citizenship, radically altering the nation's prospects for democratic reform. Considering all that followed, from the student and women's movements to the broader rights revolution, the Freedom Rides more than met the standard of pivotal importance. Even so, the American public, including the scholarly community, has been slow to recognize the significance of the Freedom Rides as an historical turning point. As recently as 2001, when the Freedom Riders held two 40th anniversary celebrations, one in Jackson, Mississippi, where many riders had been arrested in 1961, and a second, rolling reunion, featuring a partial recreation of the first Freedom Ride from Atlanta to Anniston and Birmingham,